Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle-working God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Of your heart, your name is Yah, the Almighty. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yah, the one and only God. Your name is Yah.
Spirit, we thank you for this opportunity to fellowship in your presence, to be taught by you. We pray that, Lord, set aside our human understanding, grant us understanding of your word. You are here to teach us and to guide us into all truth, to teach us the truths in your word. And we are here to receive. Have your way in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Today we are looking at God saves us best for last, still under grace beyond strength. Amos chapter 9, verse 13 to 15. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed. And the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. There have been times in scripture that you see the people of Israel by prophecy taken out of their land into exile. Looking at God's vision given to Abraham concerning 400 years of captivity in Egypt, God showed that to Abraham. It came to pass. And there was this key that God had left them in his word, that when you obey me, these are the results. When you disobey, these are the consequences. And many a time you find the children of Israel go into disobedience and they are exiled, or they are taken out of their land, taken to another land. But thank God, he always brings them back.
Amen.
That whenever the children of Israel will turn away from their wicked ways, whenever they would come back to God, he would always bring them back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God that his last is always good news for us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
When it comes to our walk with God, it is structured, or it is purposed to get better and better. This God we serve, he's the God who knows the end from the beginning. As we've read in scripture, he declares the end from the beginning. We know scriptures such as weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We know scriptures like the path of the just shineth brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. We know scriptures like the mark the end of the just, his end shall be peace. When it comes to the righteous, as a matter of fact, with the unbeliever, says that God is daily angry with the wicked. When he's angry with the wicked every day, that's what scripture says. When it comes to the righteous, even when the just or the righteous fall 7 times, he shall what? Arise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it gets, say after me, gets better and better in the life of the righteous.
It gets better and better in the life of the righteous.
What we do and sometimes it gets us so morose and so disturbed is that sometimes when we look at the current situation, we get so worried because sometimes nothing within the current situation shows that something good is going to come out of it. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Sometimes nothing shows that anything good can come as a result out of this situation. But all you need is God in the situation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like the disciples in the boat when there was the raging storm. Tell your neighbor, all you need is God in your situation.
All you need is God in your situation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be encouraged today. All you need is God in your situation. It's better to be in a boat with raging storms and having God sleeping in your boat than to be on seemingly still waters and yet without God. All you need is God in your situation. And he will constantly and persistently save his best for last. When you look at this Amos 9, chapter 9, verse 13 to 15, you just see restoration. You see good news. You see a good end. He says that the days come that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that soweth seed. It means that the lesser will overtake the better. It means that the less privileged, the employee will overtake the employer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is it possible?
Yes.
With God, nothing shall be impossible. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. Amen. It is possible with God, and so it shall be in your story in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say after me that when things look gloomy, God makes it better.
When things look gloomy, God makes it better.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The gloomier the situation, the bigger the testimony.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The gloomier the situation, the bigger the testimony. And may God give you a mind-blowing testimonies that you cannot suppress. The come and see type of testimony. In John chapter 2, verse 9 to 10, when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, but the servants who drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine which Jesus had turned. He had turned water to wine. He said, thou hast kept the good wine until now. When God comes onto the scene, everything that humanly has been done, he will outshine all of them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say, outshine everything in the name of Jesus.
Outshine
everything in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, outshine my past.
Lord, outshine my past.
Lord, use my current to outshine my past.
Lord, use my current to outshine my past.
Lord, use my future to outshine my past.
Lord, use my future to outshine my past.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I wish someone write a song about it. The God who outshines them all. The God who outshines them all. No matter what happens, something better is ahead of you. Amen.
Amen.
1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 17 to 19. The concluding scripture which we used in our previous, and we are concluding again with it. And David smote them from the twilight, even unto the evening of the next day, and there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives, and and this is the nice part. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all.
Amen.
Your end is an end of total recovery in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Some people say, Pastor, look at the schoolmates I started with. Some are, they are not just driving cars. They are driving machines. Machines. You see, the car that just comes with, it passes with air sound. Yeah, then the car, class. There are cars and there are machines. cars that when they park, then you wonder whether it is someone's father. But lo and behold, it was my colleague from school. Same class, same teacher. Pastor, what happened to me? Where did I pass? Where did I pass? You are blessed that you even have a schoolmate. There are people who didn't even have schoolmates. They ask them, where did this man learn letters? Where did this man learn letters? But because they had been with Jesus, your story is even better. Your dedication and your commitment to the things of God, God will show forth his strength in your life. Amen. You only have to stay with him. According to time, he says that he maketh all things beautiful in whose time?
His time.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so all you need is to hold on. Hold on and confess his word. Hold on and keep confessing his word. Amen.
Amen.
Hold on in obedience. Amen.
Amen.
Had the servants not listened to Jesus' mother when his mother said that whatsoever he said, do it. Had they not listened and done it, there wouldn't have been a better wine. As you stay committed to God and obeying and doing his word and doing his work, the glory of God better than ever in your life will be revealed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So please take heart today. Today I'm here to encourage you. Be encouraged. Be encouraged no matter the current situation. What is ahead of you is better. No matter if right now your voice sounds like a frog, when you sing as if you are croaking, it's going to get better if you can hold on to God's word.
Amen.
If you can say like Mary, according to thy word, be it unto me. Say it after me. According to thy word, O Lord.
According to thy word, O Lord.
Be it unto me.
Be it unto me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you can hold on to that word, God, his best will come and you will have the laugh last. Hallelujah. So today we are praying that God, we serve a God who laughs. He shall laugh. When God laughs, oh, come on, every enemy will flee.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are saying that, Lord, let your glory be revealed in my life and let your best come after everything that I've experienced in my life.
Amen.
Let your glory be revealed in my life and let your best come forth after everything that I've experienced in my life so far. That your glory be seen in Jesus' mighty name. Please lift up your voice. Begin to pray. Reveal your glory. Manifest your glory, Lord. Your grace goes beyond our human strength.
Amen.
Manifest your glory in our lives. Where our strength failed us, let your grace take charge. Where our strength could not take us, let your grace show forth strongly, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the God who saves the best for last. Today, Lord, we receive your best in the mighty name of Jesus. We receive your best. We receive your best. We receive your best. Lord, we receive your best. Our stories are not over yet, Lord. We are ready for your best. We receive your best. We receive your best. Let your miracles in our life prove the limitations of man. Show forth your miracles, Lord, in our life to prove the limitations of man. Those who have thought that, Lord, our lives would amount to nothing. Those who have thought that, hey, they have taken the lead. Lord, you have shown us in your word here that overtaking is possible. It's not to race against anybody, but Lord, your glory to for your glory to be seen. Reveal your glory. Show forth your miracles in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, those who have laughed at us because of money, those who have laughed at us because of non-achievements, those who have laughed at us because of lack, those who have mocked us, Lord, because of our inabilities, those who have, Lord, even those who have looked down upon us, Job's end was better than the beginning. Seven times better. Our following you will never be in vain, Lord. Today, Lord, we look up to you. Let your glory be revealed in our lives. Job was seven times better in the end. Seven times better, Lord. We receive that glory in the mighty name of Jesus. The best at the last, the best at the end, the best at the last. In the mighty name of Jesus. Kabarababo Shebere Abazande. Ramazandere Abakaba. Yandere Abezebekebeando. The ministers in our midst, as other ministers are releasing music, we thank you the best for last. The best for last. Power to release. Power to overtake. Power to release. In the mighty name of Jesus. Power to release. Power to deliver. Power to deliver according to God's will. In the mighty name of Jesus. To deliver in academics. To deliver in the work of our hands. To deliver in family life. To deliver in relationships. To deliver in ministry. To deliver on all sides. Power to deliver according to God's word that He saves us. Best for last. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yesterday will never be better than tomorrow. Our tomorrows are better than yesterday's. Our todays are better than yesterday's. In the mighty name of Jesus. This afternoon, this midday, Lord, we declare your word back to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, as David recovered all, cause their total recovery and recompensation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Better stories today than yesterday. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Anytime that anyone laughed at you, let God shock them.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Shock them with His miraculous works in your life.
Amen.
Anytime that anyone looked down upon you, let the Lord surprise them.
Amen.
With His mighty provisions in your life.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anytime you had a health issue, let God come through with supernatural help.
Amen.
Supernatural healing.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say after me, any part of my life that has had a bad report.
Any part of my life that has had a bad
report. I overturn it now.
I overturn
it. I overturn it now.
I overturn it
now.
I overturn it
now. I overturn it now.
I overturn it
now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every bad report is overturned now. Into a good report.
Into a better report.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Say after me, I won't end the story when God is only beginning.
I won't end the story when God is only beginning.
Say, my story is not over yet.
My story is not over yet.
And begin to thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank
the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you. 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 Thank the Lord. Make a Benia Banana Bosha Banyandi, Rada Banyan, and Mayanda Boshigan in Mayandi. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Some of us have sealed our failures in opposition to God's will. We've sealed our failures by our confession. Today, we reverse every negative confession we have made in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whether we were pushed to make those confessions because of a situation, or because out of despair, or out of satanic mental attacks, attacking our minds, and out of desperation, despair, just confirming negative reports. Today, in the mighty name of Jesus, we reverse it all.
Amen.
Say anything that I have said,
anything that
against
I have said,
the will of God,
against the will
I
of God,
reverse it.
I reverse it.
I reverse it.
I reverse it.
I reverse it now.
I reverse it now.
Say any contract,
any contract
that negates the will of God,
that negates the will of
that
God,
that I have signed,
that I have signed
with my words,
with my words.
Today,
today
I reverse it.
I reverse
in the mighty name of
in
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In your own words, begin to speak and declare that anything wrong that you have declared by your lips, sealing a spiritual contract which is against God's will for your life, you are reversing it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever you have confessed impossibility, wherever you have confessed doubt, it is reversed. Declare your own words in the mighty name of Jesus. Whose report will you believe? We believe in your report, Lord. Wherever the enemy has deceived us and we have confirmed with our words that it cannot be, that God cannot do this, where we've doubted, we reverse, we reverse, we reverse, we reverse, we reverse, we reverse in the mighty name of Jesus. As you have thanked the Lord for a reversal, so it is done in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Mary believed with his word. She said, let it be unto me. And it was. As you reverse these, it is done in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you've not given your life to Christ, today you have the opportunity to do so. When you give your life to Christ, you give God the authority. You authorize him to move through your life, to break any satanic covenants, to deliver you. First, you need to subject your life to him. You need to confess the lordship of Christ Jesus. He alone came to set the captives free. The enemy only comes with bondage. He comes with sickness, death. The wages of sin is death. And the father of all sinners is the devil. And so to move from the kingdom of darkness, to move out of sin into the kingdom of his dear son, that's into the kingdom of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, you need to confess him as Lord and Master over your life. Kindly say these words after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you that even when I was a sinner, you died for me. Today, be Lord and Master over my life, forever and ever. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing unto you. I thank you that my past is no longer my future. You are my future. Take total control over my life. I thank you. In Jesus' name, I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
To me, I didn't know. To me, I didn't know. Oh, to me, a din in I am, it would yo. Oh, to me, a din in I am. Oh, to me, a din in I am.
Just gave your life to Christ, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Shall we share the grace?
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore.
Amen.
God bless you for joining us. We meet again at 12 p.m. tomorrow prompt. Shalom.